Elected officials, community leaders and several dozen members of the public gathered at Penticton's Euro Park on Friday morning, April 26, to remember those who have died or been injured on the job. National Day of Mourning was recognized with a local ceremony after 175 BC workers died from a workplace injury or disease in 2023. "When we go to work every day, we go with an ambition to do a good job, put in our hours and then go home and enjoy everything life has to offer," began Penticton Mayor Julius Bloomfield. "Sadly, sometimes that doesn't happen for some people. As a community and as a city, it is important to take this moment to remember those workers who have lost their lives." The Day of Remembrance has been recognized across the nation during the last week of April since the early 1990s. Bloomfield was joined by representatives from the Canadian Union of Public Employees, CUPE, WorkSafe BC, FortisBC, RCMP, BC Emergency Health Services and Penticton Fire Department. For Penticton firefighters, the Day of Mourning holds a special significance, as it serves as a reminder of the dangers firefighters face while carrying out their duties, said Trevor Tugas from the local fire department, adding that his co-workers are also susceptible to occupational cancers and illnesses directly related to their work. Other stories were shared throughout the morning, including the ones of Manitoba's Jennifer Doucette and BC's Stephen Seekins, a pair of CUPE workers who lost their lives on the job in 2023. "Let's commit to making workplaces safer for everyone," said Cameron Delieu from Penticton's CUPE 608 branch. "By doing this, we honor the memories of the workers we have lost." Community representatives and members of the public were later seen placing carnations by the Euro Park bandshell, in memory of those who have died or been injured on the job. In an organization responsible for public safety, the risk of workplace death and injury is a sobering reality, said Penticton RCMP SUPT. Beth McCandy. "I want to acknowledge our first responders and community members who, through their daily acts, demonstrate commitment to public safety." Read more. Council approves development plans at Penticton A&W.